Here's what it's all about. I'll be damned if y'all will ever get it right. Do I have to remind y'all gentlemen of the first and present danger, of the clear and present danger of playing possum while Sam is all the Sams is a crime? Why is it, will somebody please tell me, that y'all's pioneering wills always gets to waning Wally just when the Sams have started to boot blacking high for the ever-loving Kate? Now y'all have got to straighten up and listen to the tune they two-timing us by, especially when they coming out 7-Eleven, and that's no bourbon, gentlemen. Not us, not us. It's you who's knocking the jug. Me, me. And with Sam cakewalking and chitlin' strucking all over the nation, and especially up north. So where's y'all's cotton-picking optimism gone today, I ask you? But that's not the point. That's not the point. The hell it ain't. Yeah, and where's the knuckle-busting, pioneering spirit hiding now, I ask you? Let's get it down to the roots and goobers of this mess. You're running true to form, sir. If we start with a heel, you jump to the head. If we start with a head, you shift to who carved the peanut. Never mind that, Carver. What I want to know is where has y'all's mountain leveling, tunnel digging, lostly living gone today? Are you asking me? You're damn right I'm asking you. And where's your hearty, native-born, cow pie burning vigor vanished today, I says to you. Says you to me, says you to me. So now I says to you, where's the river hustling, cattle rustling, widow calling, offering bicking, title sucking, counterfeiting, homebrew bottling, nigger baiting, catfish frying, substitute buying, tenant bleeding, bully boys today, says I to you. Gentlemen, as your appointed earman, I must ask you to keep it down. Keep it down. Yeah, but is that justice? Why don't you say something when they dumping it all down on us down here in the South? I'm tired of us talking all the blame. Therefore, I says to you, where's the bison biting, sheep abusing, greaser chasing, claims are jumping, Indian scalping, pig takes, tail sniping, treasury raiding, ballot faking, whiskey running, nation screwing, sons of Benji gone to squat? That's what I want. That's what a lot of us wants to know. Yes, we do. I bet you do. Yeah, we do, but not you. Yes, I do. And I'll risk that that's what he's done done. He's done done what? He's done gone to squatting, man. Sir, that's a libel. That's a fable. That's a fag end out of legend, out of Babel. Oh, yeah? Then ask Sam, ask Doc Astor, ask Gertrude and Mr. Eddie, I mean Detective Mammy Scratcher. Now don't dodge the point, Mac Cole. What we want to know is, when did the United Sons of Georgia and Benny Noah start? Start to what? To squat? Omit that, McGee. I say, ask Pappy Whacker. Call in Sam. He seen and served them all. Well, sir, we don't need no damn Sam. What I'm asking again is, where is all the cotton-picking optimism gone today with y'all encouraging burwops to burn beauty, sleep under bridges, which is everybody's privilege, and in lay, lordy, lordy, look at there, our little Gertrude's done swooned. What now, how the hell did Gertrude sneak in here? This is a pressing club. We're all reporters. That's how. I don't know the why of it, because where Preston is, little Gertrude is on the grid. Besides, Sam's here in the kitchen, and Pappy says never underestimate the power of a woman warmed. What's more, that damn Sam's a banjo playing fool. He didn't work on the railroad for nothing. Someone's in the kitchen. I give you the key to that one, Court and Dinah. But are you sure that it's her here? Who can be sure? Sam's plugged all the locks. Who did you say hopped in the pot? Some say Sam. Gentlemen, gentlemen, now let's us agree on fundamentals and exercise some restraint. Because only one thing is solid, A Turk in Gertie's oven means serious mess in the nation. And I'm afraid that'll be a crying, club-footed shame. Well, I've heard that Sam says the harvest always comes home. So say his grace, even if the apple's hard cider. I say it'll be a crying, club-footed shame. Now, there's a pessimist, if I ever heard one. Go proof some dough, sir, and revive your optimism. That's excellent advice, my poem. And you might as well spread the bread because our boat's afloat with the gravy. Who's? Gertie Trues. And Sam says there's honey in the horn and wine in the watermelon vine. Wait a moon now. Just wait a moon. Let me tell you dumb Yankee something. Historically speaking, the lighter optimism of Sam's darkly seeing darky eyes, all bold, is we will straight to hell under the rare beefsteak. That's right. Because when we went chaotic, slam, bam, and no thank you, ma'am, they, the Sams, went like music round and round, coming out steak gravy, ba, ba, ba's, lost but found, whiffing and proofing the rice, which didn't bother them at all, no matter what it smelled like, because they had their eyes on the tall stacking dream. But they tricky. I tell y'all, they tricky. For a while, we had them under control, but hell no, no more, boys. So drink up to the good old times long past. Get Sam in here and let's get on with this mess, I say. Oh, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Would you come in, please? So now a dark figure appeared in the doorway, wearing a moldy green morning coat set off by an apricot ascot tie, a white carnation, a gleaming monocle, and a huge gollywog wig, saying, "Yes, gentlemen," in a voice of familiar melodic timbre that sounded a note which set us all back on our chair legs. "Now, who the hell is that?" a shocked voice said. "It's Sam. Who the hell else?" "Yeah, but where went the Sam of Yasser years?" I'm not sure, but he seems to have changed his perspective. Well, he sure can't change mine. I can even see Sam and the sandwich spread. Besides, they're all Black Baptists. That Sam, I tell y'all, that's the self-same nookie binding Sam I've always known. It's Sam, the cream of wheat. Ham what ham, Sam. Sam, the laboratory man. Out to burn our pawpaws and spill the can of Frijoles Negras. It's old masturbating Sam who's all the times yelling, "Hamlets, no more revenge." "Gentlemen," the waiter said, "while you have been delaying, there have been a slight change in the menu." "Look," a voice said, "I simply can't believe that is Sam. I can't believe it." "But if not him, who? And without him, what kind of mess are we in for?" "Don't shout, he's within ear. But if you ask me, I tell you that it's Detective Mammy Scratchit in serving guys." "Hell no, it's Omelet. Sam always been cool for the score." "Gentlemen," the waiter said. "Sorry, waiter, but we're not quite ready. Leave us for a moment, please." "Thank you, sir. I'll be waiting," the waiter said, leaving. "Thank you, sir." Now that he's gone, let me tell you that it's true. Ham always poached on the ego. And that started the trouble with old Nora. But Hamlet, on the other hand, was a fat boy and steaming hot for Mother Jockety's cherry jelly. Well, red-eyed gravy in the nitty-grits. Omelet, my niblets. Y'all are enough to drive a wildcat wild. Don't y'all know who that is? No, and may I ask you, and in the vulgar vernacular, who pray is the cat in the hat? Who? Ha ino no ilya ndana tadya tania ota still rika. Dinya inad iot ilya sib iman si in limus lemuel nomus. Stop, sir, and hold it. And you, Mikey, explain what, sir? What's going on here? What's going on here? But I say nothing, sir, nothing. Then will the gentleman of the mouth control himself and address us straightforwardly? "I'm sorry, sir, but Mike ain't to blame. It's just that this hair business has so upset me so terribly. What I meant to say was that I done told y'all, and I said that that ain't no hat that the boy is wearing, it's his head. And furthermore, I told y'all that his name is N. Lemus Lemionomus. I'd recognize him in a pea soup fork. But are you sure? Is the gentleman certain? Yes, I'm certain. Listen to me, McIntyre. The more Sam changes his name, the more he comes out Sam. Sometimes he's known as Lemuel N. Nomus Lemus. 20 years ago, when y'all were tomcatting around here, tomcatting around up there in Harlem, he was known as Sar-Ot Storm Tosh. But what does the N stand for? Hell, the N, hell man, N or X, it's all mammy-made mystification. He's just trying to square some unknown quality out of a well-known quality. Do you mean to tell me? Yes, I know that boy and all his folks down home. Yes, I know him, and if y'all will just hold still a second, I'll spell him out for you. Now y'all look here. You got your S and you got your A. So now you got your S-A, as I say. Next you got your M, you got your U, so you got your U-S-A. Y'all dig that? Just a second, sir, but your Claire is more burr than your noir. Now don't interrupt me. Next you got your N, you got your U, you got your E, you got your H-U-E, you got your L, so you got your U and L, and in hell. So now you got your A-M, you got your S-A-M, so now you got your Samuel. Are y'all with me? I'm afraid not, sir. You've only chased him deeper into the word pile. I can see you boys ain't with it. So y'all are Yankee boys after all. So now I'll have to run him through the back, back way, which according to both custom and tradition is how he's supposed to do anyway. So now he comes again. Stand steady, gentlemen, and when he shows, don't move a muscle. So now you got your L, right? Right. So now you got your E, right? Right. So now you got, so you damn right. And now you got your E and you got your L, you got your L, E, E. Next you got your U, you got your L, so you got your M, U, L. So you got your E, you got your M, which makes your Mammy Hugh Lee. That's the way he grows. You got your L's, you got your G, E, E, so you got your Mule-less Lee. So now you got your Sam, you got your Lees, which means you got your U-less E's. You got your Sam, you got your Mew, you got your Sammy U-Lee. You got your Lim, you got your E-L-L, you got your Sammy U-Hell. You got your S, you got your A, so you got your S-A-M. I say you got your S, you got your O, so now you got your S-O-S, you got your N, so you got your O, which gives you Sam, Sam's son. So now you got the Sam, you got your L-E-M, therefore you got Lim, you got Sam, son, Lim, you got your U, you got the leaves, you got the roots, you got the trees, you got the E's, you got the grants, you got the P's, you got the Q's of this whole spelling bee. In short, you got N, Leomus, Lemionomus, and his whole damn trees. Anybody who is interested in orthography can just reverse those words and you've got Sam's name. It's not Ellison. oh, come on now. You mean to tell me that y'all didn't spot him? No, and I suggest that the gentleman ask himself whether his quarry didn't escape beneath his word pile. That's right, Mac. It appears that you've run Sam up a tree. That's correct. And you better remember this, the higher Sam climbs, the more he shows his past and his class. I thought you would get it. Ring? Hello. Listen, McIntyre, let's get that Samuel go and put the black to this copy before it drifts away. Pay your dues to the news. Here it goes. Nor more lighter darky laughed, a tickling slaughtered daughter, who is memorial for having said, Ophelia dear, the highest trees in this land have roots, shoots, and boots. Shift, Tabby. No more pining for the apple, Simmy. No more watering for the melancholy, baby. No more egging for the spam, Tabby. After you have got the deal, I got the wheel and Papa drove a nagging course of progress straight from Aaron, Oren, Moore, and Thoring Ore. Those great and illustrious legal larcenists who put the country on the wheel and the whistle, while old Moe, Sam's pap, had to shuffle, stomp, and hash the great catfish for soul-forsaken Sam, his butt of burned. All the gaps loomed in, H-E-N, 30. Will that do for a while, McKee, so now back to the business at hand. Where's Sam? At your service, sir, Sam said, emerging suddenly from across the room with pad in hand. Gentlemen, shall we ask Sam? No. Yes, we do ask Sam, because it's a chilly-dilly macaroni. At any rate, all God's chillin' got to feel and deal. So should we order the special? Beans, I say beans! Denial denied. The piece of resistance is ham and frijoles negras with a savory sauce. Sounds fair to me. Goose sauce is for ganders, and that's in the book. Yes, but here, gentlemen, I'm inclined to stand on that gee. For would you say seriously that it would be rational to let the spade work the rations as we work the spades? Well, if it's in the book, touch the ground is fair play. Gentlemen, we hit the question squarely on the head. You must hit bottom to bounce the balls. Objecting to this was little Gertrude's mistake. Why? Why? She picked up the jacks and tossed the bull around, leaving the other children out of the game. Aha! That's right. But what good did it do? What now do we have? Here, way late, Sam has done come up again, carrying the chippies on both shoulders. So now it's woe's bows and dangling. Where is he? I think he went that away. You mean he's gone again? That's good. I was hoping for that. Now, gentlemen, will y'all grant me a lee before Sam rises up again? Proceed, Bull Carney. Bust the filet. You always do, anyway. Thank you, sir. Now, McIntyre, get this down on your little Alfie Betty Omega. What I have to say is hot off the griddle, so rise away a steak above it while I'll tell you now of Sam the Bammering Ram. When too much comes to place and ham forgets to smile, when y'all's egos tells you purely of time of day like those chicken chitlins did way back there in Aunt Chen's oral deal, gentlemen, beware. Beware? Yeah, beware or be warned, because time's in the wings and authorized in the giant screaming and yelling that y'all's bets is the tools of folly. You got it, McIntyre? Keep it going, Black Bull. He's with you to the end of the line. And who might you be, sir? Your opponent, Ehrman, sir. Good, I thank you, sir. Because, Mr. Ehrman, I swear that Sam's fixed to yank the Yanks and stone the Pones. I'm greatly concerned about it. So up the case, McIntyre, the joke's in the bed. Mr. Ehrman, will you please explain what the gentleman of the mouth is ranting about? I'm warning y'all about biling up the Frijoles Negras. That's what I'm talking about. I say throw them in the can because it's way past Friday. And to further instruct y'all in the proper handling of these here hot potatoes, I'm offering this small portion of Uncle Benny's vice versa. When hitching post, Sammy trades the world for a goose, down him when he comes up, and up him when he comes down, using axe handle. When he claims blacks as whites and whites as purely yolks, listen to him, cause chicken shots has come off the roof. Grab y'all's boots. No, sir, Mr. Ehrman, we can't accept his premise. He's burned the beans. I know y'all can't face the facts, but let me remind you of that good old song of caution, what I learned at my mama's knee. Oh, omelet, dear omelet, come home with the cow, for Sam now thy uncle will soon be thy pap, thy ma's thy auntie, thy bruh's is thy cuz. If you don't know how it happened, I tell you all that Sam does. Mr. Ehrman, I disagree a degree. Now get this down, Mike Dawson, and fast. Because here's the streak of Lauren in the fleet. What goes down has to come up, so watch it. And remember that there's simply been too much outside ideological interfering with our Sam. There's simply been too much upper settling of our Sam. Too much overrating, agitating, underrating, hesitating, expectorating, exertating, and micturating on ourselves. Yes, but what you don't know is that Hamlet was right. Hamlet was right. You have to watch Olivia's hot sauce, because it's plain to see that Sam's after the high chief chef himself. Would someone stand up and turn around and tell us who served this mess? Ring. That is a bell. Catch it, McIntyre. Hello. Hold on the coat. How y'all feel? Friend, the news is terrible. I can't get to the substance. Is that rye? Is it corn or bourbon? But maybe I can inform you. Get this here down on your little old Corona. In all honesty, we delight to inform y'all that we have it on the highest level, that in spite of all the complications and deviation, that it was Sam. But what did he do? Served up this mess in the nation. Didn't I tell y'all that that was what he did? Continue, please. So if father proof be needed, consult old Aunt Cleo, who at this critical moment is recovering from numerous deep surgeries, but remains absolutely the best authority on hysterectomy, including the Honorable Dr. Tickville, who on the other hand, do not go around sloshing the plasm looking for wine on the vine. And in the meantime, it might help deliberations to pay closer attention to Sam's signs and symbols. One, a black Model T Ford full of Sams and howling black cats careening across Massachusetts Avenue. The meaning here should be obvious. Two, a pair of knitting needles announcing hard times. Here it will help to recall the ancient prophecy. There shall come the time of year of the fat when we shall all eat shit with knitting needles. Three, a bucket with a hole in it, pointing to the rationale for speed and dexterity as practiced by Sam. Four, a pair of spotless dice indicative of black balls and pieces of fate. Five, a pierced brick and an antebellum brick with a broomstick missing from the hole, signifying a siege of ceaseless, silent guerrilla warfare as conducted by Sam. Six, a bucket of natural blackstrap molasses, a pig's liver and an ear of corn, signifying native strength, perseverance, and an unexploited market for mouthwash and compound cathartics. Seven, an electric razor, meaning the times have changed for both the vittle, the brittle, and the fit and fiddle. Eight, an owl head pistol signifying, hold it, Mackie, hold it. Ask the gentleman who precisely is this Sam. Oh, I'll be glad to inform you, Sam is Sam. Yes, but are Sam and Sam the same? That's my question. This is uppercase and lowercase. Yes, Sam is Sam. And Sam has, as Sam has so Samly said. He also says that he's more with us than the poor. No, Mr. Ehrman, no, stop it right there. That phony's got his number wrong. Don't y'all know that everybody's talking about Sam ain't knowing about Sam? Hello? Yes. McIntyre, forget that loudmouth and give me your ear. The hell you do, McIntyre, because here I refuse to yield. Now let me ask y'all this. Do y'all want Sam to Sam your dot, dot, dot? McIntyre, are you getting this down? Would y'all want Sam to spade your XXF? Ma'am, Mike, it's imperative that you watch the drift of this news. Would you want Sam to marshmallow your dash, dash, dash? I say, do y'all want him to parade your Easter, cakewalk your daughter, goose tatum your prouder? Do y'all, when y'all know that the rascal's a dribbler, a dasher, a crasher, a backboarder, a free thrower, yeah, and an up and down quarter? Damn! Ignore him, McIntyre, it's a rabbit. Because it's plain to see that her pudding's cooling too fast. Can't you tell the time of day? Can't you see her rock and sway? Can't you see that? Call the wagon. Get the black Mirage, because if Sam don't hop before she's cold, what a tough titter will go running through the coast. And there y'all be a bussin' and a fussin' until all the gravels get beaten down to kindling wood. Oh, what a sad situation. Yes, and ain't all, because Sam went west and made a mess, came home with jism all over his vest. Now there are footprints on our dashboards upside down. Gentlemen, Well, this will never do. Hang up there, McIntyre. We're getting unked in the youngest country in the world. And all because of Sam. You're right. So getting back here in a hurry. I need a drink. Did you call, sir? Sam said, emerging from the dark side of the room. I sure do. Get me a drink. Vodka, sir? Vodka? Is that you, Sam? The same, sir. Yes, sir. Then get gin, gin, gin. You're higher than I, Gunga Brehan. Gung Ho Brehan. I ask these junks. That's enough of that, though, Carney. Hey, hold on to court, the interrupting voice blared from the telephone again. I ain't sociologized Sam for y'all yet. How about it, Mr. Ehrman? Quiet, gentlemen, let us hear him through. Proceed, sir. Thank you, sir. Now here's the dish. Sam did less long and fall and rise up and down on lines laid down by Link. Sam fouled and redeemed and disassembled his bloodlines and Christologized his lyres, banjos, and git fiddles along the highways and the byways, singing his blues blind as a bat with rats in his hat. And this made for all the confusion of feuding cods and scrimpy herrings in the coats. He got decisioned and filled with dread, but when he recovered and kept a very low profile in folio. Next, Sam raided the sun and tilted the tune, My Contact is with Thee, down on the hoary, gory daughters of old D.C. Excuse me, sir, but that seems a mite extreme. Yes, and why those moldy knockers, those thrillers, those particular sacred and well-worn pillars of the grand old gag? That's a good question, and you shouldn't have to ask, but why? Because when little old Marianne asked those dear old revolutin' doubters for a little exalting room, they forgot themselves. Because did they respond in the name of the broke-up bread? Did they say, hunky-dory, little old ignorant gal, let us beat up some biscuits and spill some wine around together, ladylike? No, sir. Those revolutin' doubters jumped salt and started breathing fire. They flew the bloody, they sneezed, snorted, and busted out their britches loaders so that finally that poor little old gal, Marianne, had to stand up there in Abraham's bosom all minked and raptured against a coal when, according to her, all she wanted to do was let out with a little, oh, glory, glory, what a story. But while all this was going on, those rabble-lootin' daughters were yelling such things as, that there woman's a threat to the family. She's a dinge to our sheets. She'll singe our bonds, curly our little grandchildren's hair, tie our brushes, heat up our Toms, our Dicks, and our Harris. Fire, we say fire at the very core of her paratape-shaped tunes. And gentlemen, that's when the Sams rose up again. Why, with all the hurling of balls of fearful fire around, it was an awful occasion. I tell y'all, by hitch and by cock, it was wrathed and graved and reeked in rancor. Oh, my Lord, I can't go on. Mr. Ehrman, give me a pause. What? You would cease now with all that fight under fire? Continue, sir. End this gritty piece of resistance. Well, sir, if I can't have a pause, somebody better give me a hand. Whereabouts in that raft and raft-up storehouse did I go down? You